Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities, and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul, and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the morning services. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
My name's Natasha. I hope you appreciate the fact that to continue our theme of building, we have managed to block the road here, so it's extra hard to get into church this morning, so to kind of build some atmosphere here. We've been looking at the book of Nehemiah together as a church over the last couple of weeks, and we're thinking about building strong. How do we build strong? Today is the day when we're looking back at the last year, and when we're committing the following year to the Lord, we're voting for PCC members. We're thinking about who we are as a church. And you know, a bit like a building plan, Emmanuel has a vision. And this vision tells us and reminds us why we're building and what we're building. And we want to build strongly using our vision. So today, we're going to be looking at Nehemiah chapter 4. And I've got some slides. So it's not so easy to always look at the Bible reading on the screen, but guess what? We've got Bibles in the pews. So if you are old enough to read, do get your Bible out. And if someone can find what page number Nehemiah chapter 4 is on, that would help me. Thank you. 489, page 489. Turn it up in your Bibles and let's have a look at it. And I'm about to read it. But let me tell you, first of all, what's going on. Nehemiah has made his way to Jerusalem because he has heard that the walls of his city have fallen down. Rubble. It's rubble. And Nehemiah has come and he has tried to encourage the people to start to rebuild. That's what it's about. But there is opposition. And that's what we're going to be reading about in the first part of the chapter. So let's look at Nehemiah chapter 4. We have someone called Sanballat and we have someone called Tobiah. And they don't like what's going on. When Sanballat heard we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews. And in the presence of his associates and the army of Samaria, he said, "What are those feeble Jews doing? Will they restore their wall? Look at it. Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring these stones back to life from the heaps of rubble? Burned as they are?" And his friend Tobiah the Ammonite, who is at his side, said, "Yeah, what they're building, even a fox climbing up on it would break down their wall of stones." And then Nehemiah says this, "Hear us, O God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their own heads. Give them over as plunder in a land of captivity. Do not cover up their guilt or blot out their sins from your sight, for they have thrown insults in the face of the builders." So, did you know that if you're here this morning, your job is as a builder? We are building, but as we see here, building is hard work. Building is hard work. So in our story today, we see Nehemiah and his people have begun the work of rebuilding the wall that had been broken down. But it was hard work. What made it hard? Well, firstly, they were building under opposition. And you know, we too are working under opposition. Let's look at Nehemiah first. Remember, Sanballat and Tobiah, they were mocking and taunting. They were important people, but they said, "What you're doing is pointless. What is the point in doing what you're doing? Even if a fox climbed up on it, it would fall down, they said. There was real opposition to stop building. Do you know, being part of a church means we're working under opposition. For a start, when we're Christians, we're in a spiritual battle. The evil one wants to stop us building strong. He wants to make us despair and give up. Just like Sanballat and Tobiah, we can hear his voice in our heads, like a voice of doubt, asking if all our hard work is worth it. And sometimes, just like Nehemiah, despair also comes from people around us. If we look at verse 10, it says, there's so much rubble, we can't rebuild the wall. We can't do it. Or verse 12 says, they're all too strong for us. We feel really badly equipped. But look again at what Nehemiah does in verses 4 and 5. What is his response? He prays. He gives the situation to God. And then in verse 6, we read, so we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their hearts. Now, I would love it if two people could come and help me build a wall while I'm talking. Is there anyone who is feeling strong? These are my bricks, and they're really heavy. Yes? Come up, Mark. Yes? Do you want to come up? So what I'd love is, first of all, you have to work with all your heart, okay? Deal? Deal. Cool. And secondly, I want you to build a wall with these bricks. I want you to build it till it reaches half your height. So work together and start building with these bricks. Okay? You're going to be making a wall. So we build under opposition, and we build together, but it's difficult for us. You know, this is a great service to remember that our church is made up of wonderful people who build with all their heart. And we want to say thank you to all of you who are part of our church family. Thank you for coming this morning. Thank you for serving on Rotas. From serving coffee to helping in creche to helping us sing together. Thank you for praying for each other as a church family and for our leaders. As Nehemiah shows us, what happens when we're under opposition? We pray. Prayer is the strongest weapon we have. Thank you for encouraging each other when you feel doubt or you feel weak. So we're building under opposition, but also we're tired. We're tired. In our story, the people are building like this. But in verse 10, they say to Nehemiah, the strength of the laborers is giving out, and there's so much rubble that we can't rebuild the wall. You see, the builders were scared. They were building like this. They were building, but they were also looking round in fear. They were looking at the rubble and they were waiting for attack. Their strength was giving out. When we're tired, it's hard for us to get perspective, isn't it? When we've had a really hard week, it's actually really tiring to come to church and build with joy. Life is busy for all of us, and many of us have really big things going on at home. Many of you have given up your free time, your evenings, your weekends, your days off to help our church to build strong, to help people to grow in faith. And again this morning, we want to say thank you to all of you who've invested your free time and your days off in helping people find out about God. Thank you to the Rock leaders. Thank you to the youth leaders. Thank you to the Mayhem and Rendezvous leaders, the home group leaders, and everyone who's helping us to build strong as a church. It's tiring work, but we do it because we want to build strong, and we thank God for you all. Now, what can we learn from Nehemiah about what to do when we're under opposition and we're tired? Let's have our next slide. Nehemiah looks around at what's going on, and then he looks up. Verse 14 says this, "After I," that's Nehemiah, "looked things over, I said, 'Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight. Fight for your brothers, your sisters, your sons and daughters.'" Oh, sorry, I added in sisters. It doesn't say that. "Fight for your brothers, your sons and daughters, your wives and your homes." Nehemiah is saying, stop looking at the rubble. Stop fearing what's behind you. Stop listening to the opposition. Look up at the one who made the world. Don't be afraid, because the Lord is great and awesome. And when you've remembered that, fight with his help for the ones you love and for what you value. How do we remember how great God is? We come to church for that very reason. In church, we're reminded of how great God is. And did you know this? We come to church to fight. Did you know that? No. We do. We come to church to fight. What does it mean to fight? We pray. We come together and we pray. And the enemy gets scared and we become stronger. We're going to do some fighting now. I don't want you to use your fists, please. I want you to use your voices. We are going to pray for one another. We're going to sing in a moment. Oh, don't worry, that did happen. Keep building, keep building. We're going to sing in a moment about how great our God is. But first of all, we're going to pray. And this is how I'd love you to do it. We are fighting for our families. We're asking God to save those in our families who don't know him. We're fighting for our church family. We're asking God to come, unite us, and be in our midst. If you're with your family this morning, pray together. If you're on your own, pray in your heart or out loud. Please just pray for 1 or 2 minutes, church. And then Rachel and the band are going to lead us in a song of praise to our amazing God. That is absolutely amazing. Thank you, builders. Let's give them a big clap. Stunning building work. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Okay, you can sit down. So we've been thinking about building, but it's hard work. But that's not everything I'm going to say to you. It's hard work. We're tired. See you next year. No, that's not the vibe. The next part of our service talks about building together. Let's come to the next part of our reading. And we're going to be reading, if you look in your Bibles, page 489, we're going to be reading from Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 15. By the way, when you get home, read the whole chapter, because it's a brilliant one. Now, when our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot, and their plot was to kill us, and that God had frustrated it, God had answered prayers, we all returned to the wall, each to our own work. From that day on, half of my men did the work, while the other half were equipped with spears, swords, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other. And each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked. I don't think it was quite this big. But the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me. Then I said, this is Nehemiah, to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, the work is extensive and spread out, and we're widely separated from each other along the wall. Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there. Our God will fight for us. So we continued the work with half the men holding spears, from the first light of dawn till the stars came out. At that time, I said to my people, have every man and his helper stay inside Jerusalem at night so they can serve us as guards by night and workers by day. Neither I nor my brothers nor my men nor the guards with me took off our clothes. They never, ever put their PJs on. Each had his weapon, even when he went for water. Wow. So we've talked about building being hard work. We've talked about Nehemiah saying, don't be afraid. The Lord is great and awesome. What happens next? Each person went back to building, but they didn't build in quite the same way as before. Firstly, each worker was armed. If you were carrying bricks or water, for example, you did that with one hand and you carried your weapon with the other. If you were building the wall, you did that with both hands because you had to, but you had your sword by your side. In other words, you did not put your weapon down. You were protected from attack. Next, Nehemiah says to the builders, the work is spread out. We're widely separated from each other. Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there. In other words, you're going to be spending time away from each other, but when you hear the trumpet, come together. And finally, Nehemiah talks about fighting again. Did you see that? Remember, he'd already encouraged the people to fight for those they loved. We did that by praying for each other. But look what he says now. Our God will fight for us. Emmanuel, isn't that the most wonderful phrase to hold on to as we come to a place where we're looking back on the past year and looking ahead as the people of God? Our God will fight for us. So as I close, there are three ways I think this passage can speak to us as a church this morning. First of all, mind the gap. There are two places in this reading where we read about gaps. First of all, it says the gaps in the wall were being closed, and that made people angry. It meant the wall was being strong, like this beautiful wall here. But it means the wall was being built well. It's good. But also there's the part here in verses 19 and 20 where Nehemiah talks about the people being spread out from each other. He says to them, you're widely separated along the wall. So when you hear the trumpet, come together. In other words, mind the gap. This, I think, is a reminder to us as a church family. We spend our week apart from each other generally, don't we? We're scattered in our homes and our places of work. Nehemiah asks the people to come together when they hear the sound of the trumpet. You know how it goes. What does that look like for us? Well, I believe it means we need to come together on Sundays. Let's make church our priority. We need to come together in our small groups. You see, when we go from being scattered to being gathered together, we're reminded of the truth. Our God is great and awesome, and our God will fight for us. Our God, not my private God, our God. We're encouraged by each other, and we're given strength to go out again and do our work separated. So mind the gap and make every opportunity to make coming together our priority. Secondly, pick up your sword. Remember, at the end of today's reading, the people all did their work with a weapon by their side or in their hand. Do you know that our church is full of weapons this morning? Who can hold one up? Yes! The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. So let's remember who God is by reading our Bibles. Let's use the word of God to fill our heads so that when the voice of doubt comes in, we can say, no, that is not the God I know and I worship. Let's look at him in our groups. Let's look at him together on Sundays. Whatever we do, let's pick up our sword and don't put it down because you'll be open to attack. And lastly, where is my shield? Don't put your guard down. There are many places in this chapter where we read Nehemiah was wise and posted a guard. He posted a guard to cover the lowest parts of the wall. He posted a guard day and night. He wouldn't let the people even put their PJs on. What does that look like for us? Well, I believe we can post a guard around our church by praying for our church. When we cover ourselves and our church family in prayer, Satan cannot attack us in the same way. So let's pray more. In a moment, Dick is going to come and lead us in our prayers. But you know, we don't only pray together on Sundays. You can come and join us in our monthly prayer meeting, prayer at the center, that's coming up this Wednesday. You can join the prayer group online every Saturday morning. Or you can just pray together, make a commitment, have your phone go off, a ping every morning to remind you to pray for our church and for yourselves. Prayer is the best way that we cannot let our guard down. There are many lessons we can learn from this amazing chapter, so do go home and read it again together. But we are people of the New Testament. We follow Jesus. When we belong to him, we can know that he has gone ahead of us and won the battle. And the battle over sin and death has been won once and for all because of Jesus. He promises not to leave us while we're here on this earth. And as we build, the hope of his death and resurrection is what keeps our hearts strong and our hope alive. If you don't know Jesus for yourself, please do come and speak to me or one of the leaders at the end. And we'd love to tell you more about how to get into a relationship with him. But we are now going to fight again. And we're going to do that as Dick leads us in our prayers. So thank you, Dick. Come and pray for us.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.